CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on December 14th, 2025. Welcome to episode 49 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today is Collateral's Flickering Quotillion with Meetings of the Lungs. That was Meetings of the Lungs from Collateral's Flickering Quotillion. Next up is Coco Rosa's Cuddle Funk. Here is Daydream. Comment on SF Athletics at this time. On December 9th, the United Soccer Coaches released all region teams for NCAA Divisions 1 and 2, where two Red Leafs, Sarah Lowen and Kara Scott, made the 2025 United Soccer Coaches NCAA Division 2 All-West Region teams. Sarah Lowen, who earned the GNAC Co-Defensive Player of the Year, GNAC Championship MVP, GNAC All-Conference, D2 CCA All-West Region teams, qualified for the 2025 United Soccer Coaches NCAA Division II All-West Region second team, as Lowen leaves SFU with several NCAA-era records. The best goals against average is 0.81, save percentage at 0.843, most saves with 291, shutouts with 31, wins with 37, and minutes played with 6,015. Meanwhile, Kara Scott, who had a career year with 13 goals, 7 of them game winners, qualified for the 2025 United Soccer Coaches NCAA Division II All-West Region First Team, on top of earning GNAC All-Conference and D2AAA and D2 CCA All-West Region First Teams. Excuse me. On December 10th, the American Volleyball Coaches Association announced its NCAA Division II awards, as Red Leafs Natalie Lemoyne-Sales and Ebba Person were named to All-American Honorable Mentions. Ebba Person, the 2025 GNAC Setter of the Year, was named the All-GNAC First Team for the second straight year and earned her first AVCA West Region All-Honorable Mention for the first time in her collegiate career, as Person amassed 3,074 total assists in her collegiate career, only behind Julia Tace with 3,895 for second all-time with SFU. Natalie Lemoyne-Sales capped off her collegiate career with a career season where she inflicted 318 kills, 3.31 kills per set for 6th in GNAC, 5th in the West Region, earned all GNAC First and AVCA All West Region teams, as Lemoyne-Sales is the second Red Leaf to qualify for the AVCA All West Region First Team, with the first being Brooke Dexter in 2024. Also on December 10th, the SFU Athletics page featured Rachel Watkins, who is in her final year in cross-country with the Red Leafs. Watkins was a runner from the beginning, ran in cross-country in high school, but only chose to continue in running after two of her friends convinced her to talk to coaches, after which Watkins decided to enroll in the SFU cross-country track and field, perchance to travel for sports and earn a business degree. Yeah. Perchance to travel for sports and earn a business degree. During her 4 years, where she was dead last in the beginning, Rachel Watkins competed in the National Collegiate Athletic Association Cross Country Championships, won the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Distance Medley in track and field, and competed at the Canada Summer Games, and earned cross-country All-American honors for numerous accomplishments in her four-year collegiate career. In this year's NCAA championship race, Rachel Watkins ran her 26-second personal best in her last cross-country race. In her senior year, Rachel Watkins embraced the role of being a mentor, which she learned from seniors when she was a freshman. As for continuing her running career, Rachel will pursue it if there is an opportunity, which she summarized her SFU experience in one word. But may compete in road racing. Okay. As for continuing her running career, Rachel will pursue it if there is an opportunity. The one word which she summarized her SFU experience, but may compete in road racing. On the academic side, Watkins will graduate with a Bachelor of Business Administration with a concentration in finance from SFU Beattie School and a minor in economics. Business is another passion for Rachel Watkins, who sold paper crafts during her childhood with entrepreneurial parents, credited professors, teaching assistants in accommodating her demanding schedule, and pointed to the athletic study hall and peers. On December 11th, Jessica Dragici won the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Women's Swimmer of the Week, as she won three individual events and part of four SFU relay wins at Logger Invitational between December 5th and 7th.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties. Northwest Nazarene are first at 2-0 conference, 8-1 overall. St. Martin's, second, 2-0 conference, 7-2 overall. Montana State Billings, third, 1-0 conference, 9-2 overall. Alaska Anchorage, fourth, 1-1 conference, 8-4 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 5th, 1-1 conference, 6-4 overall. Simon Fraser, 6th, 1-1 conference, 4-6 overall. And Western Washington rounds out the teams with conference with a 1-1 conference record, 4-6 overall. Seattle Pacific are 0-1 conference, 3-3 overall. Central Washington are 9th at 0-2 conference, 6-6 overall, and Western Oregon are last at 0-2 conference, 4-5 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Western Washington are first at 2-0 conference, 9-2 overall. Western Oregon, second, 2-0 conference, 7-3 overall. St. Martin's, 3rd, 2-0 conference, 6-4 overall. Simon Fraser, 4th, 2-0 conference, 6-5 overall. Central Washington round out conference winners so far with a 1-0 conference record, 7-1 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 6-0-1 conference, 4-3 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 0-2 conference, 7-2 overall for 7th. Montana State Billings, 8th, 0-2 conference, 5-7 overall for 8th. Seattle Pacific, 9th, 0-2 conference, 3-6 overall. And Alaska Fairbanks are dead last at 0-2 conference, 0-8 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is John Clayton and Mulgrew Miller's Talk to Me About Mulgrew. The tune is Take Time for Love. Thank you. fourth band is Cirith Ongles Live at the Roxy with Distant Shadows.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the second half of episode 49 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, portable for mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, followed by the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Mira Choquette's Here on Core. Here is If You Could See Me Now.
If you could see me now, you'd know how blue I've been. One look is all you need to see the mood I'm in.